Well, Miss, do you have had anything much to do with grub worms? I mean, do you have a fish with them or seen people to fish with them around here?
They fish here with them, but I never did pay no attention.
Okay. What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime? What do you call an insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings that flies around over lakes or ponds?
Mosquitoes? Or is it?
That's the general idea, but it's bigger than a mosquito.
Washed or something like that?
Yeah, it's bigger than that even. And sometimes they just hover up in the air, so, you know, they don't seem to move.
Exactly what I call them, because sometimes they're big old birds like kids, you know. Small birds, but I haven't seen any of them in a long time.
Okay. Let's see, what's an insect that looks like a wasp, but it's not a wasp?
Dirt-dabbing.
Yeah. What do you call nuts that ripen under the ground?
These are grace nuts.
Well, I have that just
peanuts.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you would say that the boy, what, his father?
Resemble his father.
Is that what you'd say to him?
With me, that.
Okay. Well, would you say that word for me then, the boy?
Resembling his father.
See, we're interested in whether you say resembles or favors or features or looks like or, you know, what words you'd use. I know that some of these questions sound silly, but...
They answer different. We answer different. Some of them, what we did, we go up, you know. Ordinarily, back there, we said, that boy was like his father. Now they say, they use the word resemble, you know.
Well, what word would you have used?
Actually, just like his daddy.
Just like, okay. if he looks like him, you might say he resembles him. Mm-hmm. If his behavior is just like his father,
Yeah. What
would you say?
Just like his daddy.
So just like, okay. What do you call a woman who helps a childbirth who isn't a nurse? Somebody else. A woman who helps at childbirth, but not a nurse.
Used to, you know, they didn't have doctors.
Yeah.
They just called Miss Lowry or so, isn't it?
But you don't know what the word would be?
No.
A granny woman.
Yeah.
Did
you use that? Well, would you say that for me?
Grandmama.
Okay. If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
City slicker.
Okay. And how about if a country person goes into town, what might the city people call him?
I never know. But I tell you now, you can't take a boy out of the country and put him in town, he's going to be a country boy.
A country what?
Boy.
A country boy?
Okay.
They call him an old country boy.
Okay. Yeah, they don't have a change.
Let's see. What do you normally call people whose skin is brown or black?
Well, I call them black, white, brown Indian or something like that.
Well, how about these people who live over on the other side of the railroad tracks in town?
Colored people.
Yeah.
What she's getting at.
Yeah, that's what
niggers
I'm getting at.
Colored people.
Well, now they say, used to, then some niggers call them colored. Now they call them niggers, but used to they'd say colored people.
Well, do you say colored people?
Yeah, used to you haven't said that to them. Okay.